This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there everybody, welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And, anything new to talk about?
No, not really. I mean, I'm still watching Critical Role and enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah, actually, I got something to talk about with sure. My live streaming.
Yes.
Changed things up a little bit. I picked up some new software. Well, it's not really new. It's been around for several years. But you know how, I don't know how much you watch of Twitch, but sometimes you'll see people with their webcam and it's just, you see them sitting in their room or whatever, right? But yeah. A lot of them you see where their background is cut out. You see them, maybe you see their chair behind them, but otherwise, that's all you see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of cool. Looks kind of professional. Well, I got a webcam that has software to do that. Unfortunately, it's $99 webcam, and which means it comes with budget, bargain basement, background removal software.
Okay.
I'm saying it ain't good, son.
Well,
my ears.
You do the best you can with what you have.
Sure. I've had people comment to me, and I was like, hey, where'd your ears go? And sometimes I'll move, like, to take a drink, and suddenly half of my head and my arm is now missing. And I have to sometimes move around to try and, you know, get the camera to recognize, yes, I'm here. All of me. You can show all of me. Don't cut me out with the background, too. So it's a little frustrating.
Well, of course.
Well, I went looking online, and there's some software you can pick up off of Steam called FaceRig, which is really super fairly awesome.
Well, cool.
What it does is it uses your webcam to look at your eyes and mouth, and it then transfers those over to a 3D animated figure. So when you talk, you can have it set up to go by when your voice, you know, going by the sound it's picking up from your microphone.
Right.
And when to move your mouth. Or what it's seeing, and or I should say, what it's seeing off the movements of your mouth and eyes to determine what expression you're making, to move the mouth of the puppet. And by puppet, I mean, they've got characters like raccoons and tigers and dogs and cats, and there's a like 6 different versions of the same dragon, just different colors.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all these different figures you can choose from, and you can buy more. Some are free DLC, some cost you a few bucks, and it's awesome. I've so far used it twice in stream. One, I was just testing it out, and it was an evil cleric / cultist figure, and I didn't have it quite dialed in yet because you can see a green line around the edge of him from the green screen. I didn't have it dialed in yet. So it looked like he was those small town television stations and the really bad green screen effect they use for their weatherman.
Yeah.
Kind of looked like that, only with an evil cultist, where one eye's going one direction and one eye's going the other. I got that dialed in, too.
Okay.
It could be worse. When I first brought him up, I have this goatee, right? Well, it's gray and black. You know, there's lots of gray in it and whatnot. So it read it as though my jaw was offset to one side. I'm like going, kind of like a zombie. And it wouldn't close its mouth because it thought my goatee was an open mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, I had another one of the character figures who would do that. I would talk, it would close its mouth. I'd stop talking, it'd go, bah, and open its mouth again. Again, got that a little more dialed in. Point is, it's really spiffy. It's got all these cool characters. And also, since I know my sweetie, we've been talking about gaming together, and I've been saying, hey, you know, you could play this and maybe live stream or something. She likes the idea, but doesn't like the idea of doing a face reveal.
Right.
Well, guess what? This would work just fine without being, you're not showing yourself, but you have a figure that people can look at, and that actually draws people to your channel and makes them watch more if they can see a person talking to them or see something talking to them, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. I've been messing with that. Having a good old
time.
Sounds
like fun.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Anyway, so yeah. What were we talking about this week?
You were talking about chasing the shiny. Basically, oh, yeah. MMO players, why some of them can't just stick with one game. Why are they hopping from game to game to game?
Yeah. Now, see, I on a base level, I can kind of understand it to some degree. Being as somebody who doesn't play just one MMO. Used to be, I would throw myself into just Lord of the Rings Online or just WoW or just Rift.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely anything else. But I can see why people would bounce between a couple games, but mostly keep on one game, right?
Right.
But that's not the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who are like the free-to-play locusts. The ones who go, oh, we're just going to, this game just went free to play. Let's all rush over there, crowd their servers, be completely toxic in the community, play it until we've annoyed enough people that they won't group with us anymore, and then go jump on the next game that becomes free to play. Or the ones who go, hey, yeah, I've been playing Black Desert Online. I left Elder Scrolls Online to come over to Black Desert Online, but you know what? At the end of the month, I'm going to Bless, because Bless has really great graphics.
Well, there's that.
It's like, I can't even say the words. What is wrong with you, Sparky?
Well, to each his own. Everybody has their reasoning behind, you know, what they find fun, what they find entertaining. I mean, I stuck with World of Warcraft for 10 years.
Yeah.
Long past everybody else had quit. I stuck in there because, well, I put a lot of money into it and put a lot of time into it. And, well, you know, I didn't want to give it up, but it was so goddamn boring by that time.
Yeah.
There was nothing for the casual player except dailies. I absolutely hated dailies. You ask him for something, anything other than this. Well, you can do this. I don't want to do your version of Plants vs. Zombies, thank you very much. I want something with meat to it. Something that, you know, takes me on this grand quest to go all the way out here and explore this area and do this and do this. But you don't have that. You have dailies.
Well,
so I stopped paying my $15 a month, and I went and found something better.
They do now.
Now? But I'm not going back. Now, I've got a game I don't have to pay a monthly fee, and I get these grand sweeping quests and, you know, personal stories and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So why would I pay $15 a month?
No, I get that. No, basically, what I'm saying, though, is that it's like there's no loyalty anymore. I mean, you have loyalty to Guild Wars 2. And before that, yeah, you had loyalty to WoW. And
well,
that's,
and I still play other games because I want to see what the new games have to offer.
Right. But that's not your primary game.
No.
You're still, if it comes right down to it, if someone asked you, hey, what's your favorite MMO? What are you going to say?
Guild Wars 2.
Right.
Without a doubt.
You have dabbled in Elder Scrolls Online. You used to play WoW. You're a Guild Wars 2 player.
Well, I've also done WildStar, and I've done DDO, and I've done Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, we get that. But those are not, those were just little stops.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people who don't stop. The people who go, or maybe they stop briefly, but that's it. They can't, they don't seem to understand what an MMORPG is. And I don't mean to sound like an elitist prick here. I don't. And I probably am going to sound like an elitist prick. But an MMORPG is not about the game. It's never been about the game. Ask the millions of people who play MapleStory or RuneScape or, you know, whatever. The thousands of people who still play Anarchy Online after 16 years or EverQuest after 20. It's never been about the game. Sure, the game could be fun, but that's not the point. MMORPGs have been and always will be about the community, period.
Yeah.
I mean, I just reinstalled Anarchy Online on my computer. On my bitchin' beautiful MSI computer. Don't buy Origin. Seriously, never. Anyway, I reinstalled it. Not because it looks good. It doesn't. Even with the new graphics engine they put in a couple years ago. It doesn't look... It looks like a 16-year-old game. And I know it's not going to play as well as other games. None of that really matters. The mechanics are not modern. It's got a few good things I like. It's got like the procedurally generated quests that I can just do all day long. I can load myself up with six solo quests that are procedurally generated at random spots, you know, places in random spots around the world. I can, you know, I usually keep them scoped out relatively near me in the general area around me, the zone I'm in. And I'll go and do this one, do that one. And they're like mini instances. Some might take a couple minutes. Some might take a half an hour or more. And then I'll run back. I'll turn them in. Boom, get my rewards. Do it again or go do something else. And that's how I level. That's fun. I wish that was in other games. But that's not the point. When I come back to Anarchy Online, it's not because it's free. It's not because of the graphics. It's not because of the procedurally generated quest system or anything like that. It's because the Anarchy Online community, those are a bunch of fucked up funny froobs. I love those folks. Now, most of my friends from way back when I was playing it, they've gone. But I can still jump in there and jump into chat and get into a conversation within a couple minutes with people. I have no idea who they are. I've never met them. But they're willing to come around and have fun. They might be level 200 and whatever. And I might have a level 6 character. They don't care. They'll throw up a newbie in a few minutes. Bam. Hey, let's go do something if you want. Or, hey, you just want to talk in chat and have fun that way? You want to join our corporation or whatever and chat there? Fine. Hey, drop by our city. You want to do some PvP? Whatever. Most of that stuff I'm not interested in. But just being able to talk. It reminds me a lot, strangely enough, of the Lord of the Rings Online community. If you're willing to actually sit there and jump into chat and talk to people.
People are overrated.
They will have... It's huge fun. If I wanted to play, I play most of these games solo, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this actually got pointed out to me rather pointedly a couple weeks ago. I was just playing different games, and I found that I was playing, Rebel Galaxy. You know Rebel Galaxy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great single-player sci-fi game.
Right.
And I couldn't play it. I mean, I could, obviously. It was fun. But it was so damn quiet. There was no little chat box there with people chatting. So while I'm flying from place to place, I could look over and see what people are saying in world chat or whatever, or I could, you know, start, you know, joking with people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just that little bit of human interaction makes such a massive difference in a game. That's what takes a game from being just any other single player or multiplayer game and turns it into an MMO RPG, a true community. And that's why a lot of times I feel like some of these games fail, is because they have the wrong, or the community just either doesn't gel or is toxic from the start. WildStar,
toxic communities.
I mean, it's weird. WildStar had kind of a toxic community, and it didn't do well. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of WildStar fans will say, our community's just fine. Fuck you. Well, sure, great. Fuck yourself. You watch your game die. Now, the point is, I saw WildStar from the start, and yes, there was a lot of toxicity coming from especially the high elites in the, you know, the hardcore PvPers and the hardcore raiders. They were kind of dicks. If you think this game's too hard, then maybe you shouldn't be playing it. And so when people left, they're like, well, where did everyone go? Yeah, toxic. But you also have even more toxic coming from EVE Online. And it fucking works in EVE Online because they're toxic to each other and they find it fun. Sure, it sucks if you're new, but they've had years and years and years to build this community up. And if you're of the right mindset, you can jump in there and have a great old time. If you're sane, you don't. But for some people, it works. Anyway. Yeah,
if you call that working.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The game's still profitable. It's still chugging along. So good for them. They can take their little toxic hellhole and enjoy it. But, you know, it's not for me. I am a LOTRO player. I like coming into a game and having people say hi. Okay, it's kind of hard to see them sometimes through all the gold spamming going on recently, which is just, where did all the gold spammers come from? All of a sudden there's gold spammers everywhere. I don't get it. Who buys gold in LOTRO? There's literally no point. Money is not an issue. It really isn't an issue. But
I actually saw a gold spammer in Guild Wars 2.
Why?
I don't know. They were charging more than you could buy it from the company.
I know, right? What the hell? If you can,
it's like, don't people understand that math is not that difficult, especially basic math?
Apparently, they have an issue with it.
Apparently.
I don't know. But the thing is, I've been, you know, looking at various message boards and whatnot. And I nobody calls them message boards anymore, but whatever. I'm old school. Point is, I've been reading about the upcoming Bless. Or actually, by the time you hear this, Bless may be out by now. I don't know. Point is, Bless Online's coming, and there's, you know, a bunch of games that have come out recently or about to come out. Yeah, great, whatever. But I keep hearing all these people that are, should I wait for this game when this game's just around the corner? I mean, I know I was going to go to this one, but I think I'm going to go to that one instead. And why are you leaving the game you're on? So many times you hear people, they'll just, and it kind of drives me nuts. They'll leave for a game that's got, oh, you know, I'm looking for a game that has X, Y, or Z. Okay, so that's not in the game you're playing? Well, no, not the way I want it. What makes you think it's going to be the way you want it in the new game? Well, because these developers, they're going to listen to me.
Luck with that.
Yeah, enjoy that. I'm sure What was all that sound I hear in the background? Was that the collective sound of all MMO developers just giggling their stupid heads off? Because they're not listening to you. They're going to develop the game that they want to build. They're not going to build the game you want. Because they're professional game developers. They know what they want to make. And if it sells, great. If it doesn't, then they will adjust it in a manner they feel is necessary. For example, Lord of the Rings Online. I know I keep bringing up Lord of the Rings Online. It's my Guild Wars 2. Anyway, they've been talking about, as of time of this recording, they've been talking about the upcoming update. And there was a producer's letter recently. And they were talking about stuff coming up later in the year and things like that. One of the big things they're looking at doing, though, is having new stuff for people to do, including a new instance cluster and a new raid coming up. And that's great, but it's going to be a scalable instance cluster, right? So you can do it at various levels, and that's great. But it's also going to be scalable to size of party, so that not all of this content, but a good portion of it, will be able to be done solo. Why is that? Because Lord of the Rings Online, they've learned that, you know, they don't have a very big raiding community. And they've got a slightly larger grouping community. Everybody solos. Everybody. So, they now give solo players an endgame. Outside of just, hey, go find a group. Or get into a raiding guild. Or learn to PvP. Or PvMP in this case. They let people play the way they want to play. And it works.
Yeah.
And they were also honest with their fan base and said, hey, yeah, you know how we were planning on adding this particular zone? The one that has the big spider in Mordor? You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that spider. Sure. Yeah. They were planning on adding that section to the game by the end of the year. They went, yeah, well, things came up. It's getting pushed to 2019. Sorry. Just that simple.
Yeah.
And the fan base is like, okay, cool. Awesome. We're with you. Because they communicate. And that's what drives me nuts. You have these people that go, I'm going for the shiny graphics. Or I'm going for the, these guys are going to be truly hardcore with their rating. Or, this game's going to be the true bastion for the PvP connoisseur. No, they're not.
Which one of those MMOs that I'm not sure if it's out yet or not, one of their selling points was permadeath. Who the hell wants to play an MMO with permadeath?
Well, there's been several over the years, and every single game, every single MMO I know of that featured permadeath has failed. Wizardry Online, Salem, and I know there have been others that I can't think of right offhand.
I just remember seeing this, you know, their developer was talking on some interview, and he's just going on and on about how, well, we've been listening to our players, and our players, they want a true challenging experience. So we're offering permadeath. And when you make your character and you choose the permadeath option, just know that any time you may have to start completely over.
Yeah.
And this is what our players want.
And
I'm like, yeah. And when that comes out, I can almost guarantee you when somebody works their ass off to get their character to max level, they've survived all these things, and then something stupid happens, and their character dies, and they have to start all over again. They're going to just fuck this, and they're going to be done.
Well,
it is their choice, but still.
True, it is their choice, but at the same time, not to get back to Lotro, but back when I was, you know, a couple years ago when I was leveling up a warden for a YouTube series I was doing, Meander About Middle Earth, I was doing it with this warden, and wardens are like the ultimate solo class, they can survive damn near anything. But I got into a tight spot, and there was a glitch where this mob would respawn, and it was a signature mob, which is tougher than your average, kind of like a champion. Okay, so up pops this mob and comes at me because I couldn't get away from it. I couldn't get out of its aggro range without backing too close to the guy I had been working my way towards, who was even tougher. And the only other way to go was to fall off a cliff. So I'm stuck. Well, he pops up. Okay, I'll fight him, no problem. It just delays me in getting to that boss. I'll throw a javelin at him as soon as I clear this guy. And wait, why did another one of those guys pop up and is running at me? Okay, now I got two of the same guy on me. Now there's a third and a fourth and so on. And then, trying to back away from this, I pulled in the big nasty mob and I got killed. And what was worse is the only way I could get out of there, because that glitched mob and them, they reset and there was a crowd of them around the fucking doorway. The only way out was to respawn, run off cliff. Yeah. So I'd made it to level 30 without ever dying once. Not once. Not even coming close, really. And because of a glitched mob, I died. That, like, stuck a knife in my heart. But I had to keep going. And then the next day, I died because I was stupid. So I was like, great. I was willing to discount the other one because it was a glitch. So, what I'm saying, though, is that the whole point is, how could somebody ever try and be, you know, go and do permadeath? Why would anyone? They may say they want to do it, but they really don't. This is why wizardry died. This is why Salem never came to be, really. Have you even heard of Salem?
Oh, once, but it was just kind of in passing.
Yeah.
But this is a good example as to why developers don't fully listen to the players, because the players come up with these rad ideas about, you know, let's have permadeath. That's the ultimate challenge. And they're like, yeah, we tried that, and we lost our asses on that one.
Yeah.
Thank you, no.
Players don't know what they're talking about. They don't.
Players are a bunch of meth-addicted morons. They just get these wild ideas, and they run with it. Why? Because they're ADD and stupid.
Maybe that's part of why they run from game to game.
Is probably.
They can't settle in on a game. I mean, I started playing World of Warcraft earlier this morning on one of my high-end characters. And I was having a good time, but I'm sitting there, you know, messing with his controls, set him up, respect him a little bit. And it's like, okay, yeah, this is fun. But yeah, now I remember why I don't play this much anymore. And went back to playing Lodro, because that's my game. And it just works. I could play Rift, but inevitably, when I play Rift, my hand starts to hurt. Because you just hit the same key over and 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 over again. Macros, man.
Yeah, I don't use them.
Yeah, well, they have so many different abilities that it's like, pretty much have to keep them grouped on macros so that you can run through them in the proper order without... I mean, yeah, you can just ignore a bunch of abilities, but then you're hurting yourself. So it's easier just to have them mostly on one key and then hit other keys as for the sundry other abilities needed. Not all classes can do that, but the class I play can. The class that I play can. I speak good.
I'm happy for you.
Language works well. Yes. Anyway.
Yes.
So yeah. Does anyone have any other thoughts on why this sort of thing happens? Feel free to leave them in the comments, because be perfectly happy to debate it there.
Community is a lot of the reason why players leave. I mean, you might really like a game, but if the community is nothing but a worthless pile of shit who harass and deride everything you do. You're not good enough. Blah, 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 blah. You're not going to want to stay no matter how cool the game is.
Right. And
but if you've got a game where the community just out of the blue just jumps in and says, hey, hi, how you doing? Well, it's kind of like when I got my got the Legendary finally. I went and got the Predator, a cool rifle out of Guild Wars 2. I was showing off in World Chat that I finally made it, and I was, you know, explaining to the world why it took me so long, because, you know, I'm a hard-headed idiot who wouldn't buy the precursor. I had to get the precursor as a drop, like it was intended in the original game. And then it's just like, all these people start showing up where I'm at, and they all had the Predator, and I joined basically their little group, because they call themselves basically the Panda Troopers or Stormtroopers or something. They were, because they all have the big rifle that goes pew pew pew, and that was the whole thing. We were all Stormtroopers, and it was the guy who started. His name was Panda Trooper. That's what it was.
Nice.
And we sat and BS'd about, you know, the trials and tribulations of what it took to get this. And, you know, one guy's complaint was, when I got it, Mystic Clovers were almost impossible to get. You had to, you know, it was all RNG. You bought a box from this guy and you opened it. It cost you a ton of karma. And then maybe you'd get one, maybe you'd get two. Usually you got jack shit. And so he spent a year opening those boxes, burning all his karma, and he finally got them, because you need 77 of them.
Wow.
And now getting Mystic Clovers is easy. I got them. I had the 77 Mystic Clovers 2 years before I actually even got the precursor.
Nice.
I had almost everything I needed in advance, because it took me forever to get the damn precursor. But that's neither here nor there. But it was that kind of community. The kind of community where, you know, somebody falls when they're out questing and somebody's just riding along, they'll turn, swoop over, res the player, and then take off. Just because you can do that.
Well,
and that happens all the time.
But that's also built into that game. Most games don't have that mechanic, so...
Yes, but it's that mechanic which helps foster a helpful community.
Granted, granted. Anyway, we're over time. So, like I was going to say, if people want to talk about this in the chat or, you know, discuss it, they can jump on the Discord. They can leave comments. They can hit me up at the MMO Troll on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We've got a Facebook even.
We do.
Yes, Pixels and Dice. Or they can go to Scormus and drop it there at Scormus the MMO Troll. They can drop by scormy.com. And, oh, you know what I'd really like to see? Since apparently Google has decided our podcast doesn't exist on their service anymore. For some reason.
Yeah.
I'd love to see comments, possibly with 5 stars attached, on iTunes. Yeah.
That would be nice.
Attached to Pixels and Dice. Perhaps in the form of a review. A good review. That'd be neat. But comments would just be fine. Constructive would be great. But you want to tell me I suck? Okay. I'm willing to hear you out. You're wrong, but I'm willing to hear them out. Nobody's going to say anything mean about you, Tim. Everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'm tired and use your real name, so that's awesome.
That's okay. I don't care.
Yeah, it's been a while since we did that, so.
Yeah.
I know. Rylea must be thinking of us. She who cannot use fake names. Oh. Anyway, that should probably be enough. Till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scoreme.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.